have you ever felt like you're just sort of hitting a wall in your professional projects, in your creative endeavors, or even in personal challenges? You are not alone. Believe me, I have been there and people consider me a creative person, but even I get stuck. It's a common experience that can feel daunting, but there's good news. There's proven strategies to help you navigate through those moments. Drawing on best practices I've learned and sometimes created over my 30 years in marketing and project management, I'm here to share 7 ways to help you get unstuck. This is Vicky Wu, and as always, we're talking about the best tips for marketing your small business. Be sure to subscribe to our channel to be notified of the latest updates. Number 1, start at the end and work backwards. Reverse engineering a problem can actually be really helpful. This involves envisioning your desired outcome first and then working backward to map out all of the steps needed to achieve it. It's a strategy that can help bring clarity and structure even in complex situations. You've probably heard this advice before with your marketing funnel. You start at the end, you want them to buy XYZ, and so what are all the steps backwards to get them there? But this is for you to envision your end goal and look at everything needed to reach it. Now, I had a personal experience with this that was really powerful. Years ago, when I was in the nonprofit field, I was leading a local homeless coalition project as part of a multi-million-dollar community grant. And this is the first time that all of these agencies had come together with a collaborative grant, and we needed to get really creative. Our annual planning involved local nonprofits, community agencies, churches, governmental bodies, plus formerly homeless clients. And we wanted to create a comprehensive community-based foundation, enabling each group to work seamlessly as part of a larger whole. Because we knew this collaboration was essential, helping people in our community obtain and then maintain housing. Rather than focusing solely on existing efforts and going around the room and saying, what do you do, and trying to plug it in somewhere, I steered the group to brainstorm with the end in mind, a popular concept advocated by Stephen Covey in his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, begin with the end in mind. We concentrated on our ultimate goal, forging a sustainable support system to keep people in housing, and then methodically planning backwards, pinpointing necessary actions along the way. So we divided into completely random groups and tasked each group with identifying resources that families who had never been homeless or had been homeless but were currently maintaining housing without struggle and what those groups possessed in their daily lives. Obviously, you have to have job or income coming in. We wanted to dig deeper and find the resources and support systems that were crucial for keeping a roof over these people's heads, even during challenging life events. So I gave them a little guidance. Consider their daily life from morning until when they go to bed or after. Also look around at the people in their life and the places they encounter in a regular week. So the results we got were really enlightening, with many similarities, which were things we knew had to be in place, plus some creative outliers that sparked new thinking. We captured all their ideas on post-it notes and then grouped them on the wall for visual collation. Then what we did next is similar organizations formed teams, such as all churches, all homeless shelters, to discuss current activities that are already aligned with the brainstormed ideas, and more importantly, identify gaps that the different entities could actually feasibly address so that we kept from having a lot of overlap and having a lot of gaps. We streamlined all that. Then we came back together as a larger group to explore creative ways the community could promote or integrate these strategies into our collective work. This was really powerful, and it's a strategy that you can use in brainstorming your own business. Number 2 is turn it upside down. Changing your perspective can help develop creative solutions. And sometimes that fresh perspective is all you need. You look at it from a new angle and discover something that maybe was previously hidden. This is a perspective shift. In tangible situations like reorganizing your workspace, physically altering your viewpoint can be enlightening. Move to a different spot of the room. Move your furniture around. In more abstract scenarios, consider approaching the problem as if you were someone else, perhaps a customer or a colleague. The shift in perspective can lead to innovative solutions. Sometimes I take a short break and do yoga and literally turn myself upside down. I hate downward dog, but I will do it to shift my perspective. In a more general approach, we all tend to get wrapped up in our business, including the points where we're stuck, and it ends up with a very me focus, just by default. So what I like to do in those situations for my own business and with my clients is flip it to consider the customer. I'm a huge advocate of customer-centric marketing and customer-centric business, and this is a way to help you achieve that. So you can't decide what color to paint the wall? What would be pleasing to the customer? You're struggling to figure out what to post on social media? What's something that would help the customer? You need to write an article for your blog and you're struggling to figure out keywords? Do customers care about keywords? No. How can you write it in a way that would help them understand or find the information they need, and how would they say it? That alone will give you some keywords, but they're focused on the customer instead of on your business. Number three is to embrace a change of scenery. You can stimulate creativity with a new environment. The shift can break monotony and refresh your cognitive processes. Simple actions like taking a walk outside, rearranging your workspace, which I already mentioned, so two for one there, or even using virtual reality to explore new settings can significantly impact your ability to think differently. Even small or short-term adjustments can give you a fresh perspective. I've personally found that changing my surroundings, whether it's a quiet spot in nature or visiting a bustling coffee shop, can lead to breakthroughs in projects that seemed stagnant before that. It's about giving your mind new surroundings to immerse in. Sometimes I take my coffee break on the balcony where I can feed my squirrels and ducks, or watch the golfers who are out on the golf course either get very happy or very angry, depending on how good their shot was. When it's too hot outside, I live in Texas after all, and it gets really hot and humid, I'll pop on my virtual reality headset and explore some magnificent places in different countries that I can experience at least visually right from my headset. I also use a personal variation of the Pomodoro technique. What I've found that works best for me is 90 minutes of work followed by a 60-minute break repeated several times throughout the day. Imagine taking hour breaks. We're so set in the corporate mindset if you get a 15-minute break twice a day. I get hour breaks multiple times a day. Those built-in breaks provide me repeated ways to change my scenery. Sometimes it's as simple as moving to a different room in the house since I work from home. And that's kind of built in for me since sometimes, not always, I take that 60-minute break to complete chores around the house so that I'm not sitting there thinking about, there's a load of laundry that needs to be put in the dryer while I'm working. I know that I can do that on my break. When I was CMO in the corporate world, it might mean going into a different office because we managed quite a few of them, or working for a bit in a conference room, maybe even sitting outside and enjoying some nature. Number four, you can dive into a different world. This is refreshing your mind through new activities. Engaging in things unrelated to your current problem can be a surprisingly effective way to find creative solutions. Reading, watching a movie, or even cooking can give your mind space it needs to continue working in the background. As many of you know, I'm an artist, and I was an artist long before I was a marketer. I actually drew my first selfie at age 3 before we had cell phones. When I need to have a super creative break, I'll grab the paintbrushes or even open the drawing app on my iPad. Since I also ballroom dance, I might instead turn on music and do some dancing, not always ballroom and not always something that you would want to see. It's just about getting movement and music. Both art and music are great ways to get your creative juices flowing, even if you're not good at either of them, which can often lead to an interesting breakthrough when you go back to whatever project you were stuck on. Number five, consult with a fresh pair of eyes. Seeking external perspective sometimes is what you need to see things differently, and consulting with others can provide insights you might have missed. It can be especially hard for solo entrepreneurs who often have no one to brainstorm with and bounce our ideas off of. And sometimes consulting with family, they're not your audience, they're not in your industry. It can either provide a really interesting idea or be a total flop. So this is actually one of the ways I like to use ChatGPT. I find it's not quite yet good for a lot of things that people are trying to force it to being good at in their business. But if you're a solo entrepreneur, you can ask ChatGPT to brainstorm with you. Sometimes this will quickly unlock a few extra ideas that maybe are fresh or at least different enough to let me look at the project in a new light. I also make sure I always have entrepreneur friends who I'm close enough with that I can text for some feedback and they can do it with me also. And that's also why I have a Facebook group designed where entrepreneurs can ask questions, even though most of the questions tend to come to me directly through Messenger, not in the group itself. But it's still a space that I provide that lets entrepreneurs just connect with somebody who has a different brain than their own. Number six, a great way is to break it down into smaller pieces. You can manage bigger problems by going smaller. That can help you make manageable parts that feel less daunting and more structured. I like to ask, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer is one bite at a time. Think about it. An elephant's huge. And if somebody says, okay, eat that elephant, they're too cute. I would never eat them. But if somebody said, okay, you have to eat that elephant, and you're like, that elephant weighs 100 times more than I do. I can't eat that elephant. But if you have to, you simply start one bite at a time. Sometimes we get so overwhelmed by the perceived massive scope of a particular problem or idea or project that we freeze. I'm a big fan of big, hairy, audacious goals, a term made popular by Jim Collins, when they're synced with the business. But one thing about these types of goals is that if they're so big, it can be hard to figure out where to start, and then you just get stuck. And when this is the case, I say, start anywhere. It doesn't matter actually what your first step should be. What matters is taking any step. This is actually the same advice I give to new entrepreneurs who are so confused by marketing that they say they don't even know where to begin. Start anywhere. Do any activity that is even remotely related to your big, hairy, audacious goal. Sometimes simply taking action, any action, is enough to break open the dam of thoughts and ideas to help you get unstuck. Then you start making a list or a brain dump of all the different things you need to do, and you capture those so that they're available. And number seven, practice mindful distraction. Engaging in unrelated activities is sometimes the best way to solve a problem because you take a step back and engage in something entirely different. This is kind of related to a couple of the tips I already gave you. But this is mindful distraction. Activities like meditation, exercise, or hobbies can provide you with the mental break you need to approach your challenge with renewed excitement. One of my favorite mindless distractions is to play my work energy list on Spotify, which I know at least will get my heart pumping since I can't help dance even when I'm sitting in my chair. That mindless distraction allows me to actually do some mindful work. And you can listen to it too. I've linked it down in the description. You may not like the music, but it all has a really good beat. And you can let me know if I'm missing a song that you think really should be included. All of these different strategies offer a range of approaches to help you overcome challenges when you're stuck. The key lies in experimenting and trying all of them. I'm giving you permission to break and find which ones resonate with you most and work for you best. Remember that perseverance and creativity are your allies in navigating through difficulties. So when you're faced with a challenge where you're stuck, try one of these methods and watch how they can transform your problem-solving approach. Now, if you have any marketing questions, you can catch me on social media or visit my website, vickiwu.marketing. There's a chat button icon in the bottom right, and you can ask your question there. And I'll respond to you with some resources, and I may even use your question on an upcoming episode.